Hey everybody, what's up everybody? Hang on, I gotta say what's up everybody? What's up? We're Game Chat, Borderline Entertainment, coming at you.
Look out!
Hard and fast, no! Whoa.
Oh, tech car pile up!
That was...
not the intro I was
expecting. I don't know what drove me to do that.
Man, that was a split second of me not getting it, but I got it.
I know.
In case you couldn't hear me, what is up, everybody? We are Borderline Entertainment with your weekly game chat. I want to my righteous right.
Righteous!
It's Ace of Green River.
Legal, yes, I know that Mario little diddle that I did is trademarked. Please don't sue us. What's up, Andrew?
Me?
Yeah.
Wow. Nothing. Just got back from Thanksgiving. I'm so close to being done with school. I'm like just right on the edge, and it's driving me crazy.
But do you even care anymore being so close to being done? Because I wouldn't care.
If any professors are watching, I care deeply. But they're probably not watching, so I don't care at all.
He really doesn't. So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. Caught up with my family. Haven't seen them in a while, and especially my family that lives down south. How was your Thanksgiving?
Yee! It was knee-slapping good. I ate probably more food in a day, and I think this is for everyone, more food in a day than I will consume in a year. And I know, looking at me, you probably wouldn't guess that. Shame on you for judging a book by its cover.
I heard that there's some special news that something happened to you.
That's true. I did recently get engaged. So this old dog's getting hitched.
Oh, that just makes my heart sing.
Thank you everybody for your love and support and adoration. We appreciate your love, support, and adoration. Yeah, I think I said it all.
You can send them money through the Cash App.
Please.
Or through PayPal.
Yes. I don't know how to do that without you getting a hold of my identity. But we'll figure it out. Put it in the comments if you want to give me money.
Yeah, we'll make a Borderline PayPal.
Or I'll just do a GoFundMe for myself.
People don't know, but we went to GDEX.
GDEX?
Well, that's interesting that you should ask. It's a Indie Game Developers Expo. That was held right here in our home, sweet city of Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, at COSI. It was fun. It was great.
We met OH!
GDEX, we went to it. It was awesome. We met a bunch of cool people. We played a lot of sweet games. We even played VR for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun. We won't go too much into that, but we just wanted to note it and especially say look forward to a video of that coming out where there's an interview and then there's also just footage of us, you know, at the expo. And it was just awesome. So we wanted to share that with you guys, too.
Yeah, we'll have a whole wrap-up that we will put on the website. We realize it's a little bit late, but like we said, probably, and I don't know how many videos, we're busy people.
Yeah.
We're trying to get to it. I'm sorry.
Segway is approaching. We played a lot of mobile games.
Sweet mobile games.
At GDEX, and I had a lot of fun with those.
I did too.
I'm normally not a mobile game person, but there were like a lot of fun ones. And you know, there was that like one where you throw a shark at something.
Yes.
That was fun. There was this one where like there are these dots they have to press like at a certain time. That was fun too.
Stupid dot game. Go download it now. I did that as soon as... well, the first one. The second one's coming out soon.
Right.
That's the one we demoed.
What was the shark game?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I'm so sorry, guys. We'll get that to you soon. Yeah. But yeah, the shark game was super cool. But that dot game was really addictive. Mm-hmm. Go download that now in all your app stores. Yeah. But yeah, there were so many mobile games there that it kind of surprised me. Because usually my view on mobile games is... that's mean. I was going to say trailer trash, but that's not what I meant. Like, shovelware really is what I'm thinking. Like, when the Wii came out and everybody wanted to make a Wii game, so you just got loads of crap.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what the app stores are filled with. And that's what mobile gaming as a whole is kind of like, besides, like, some hidden gems, like Hearthstone. I love some Hearthstone. But other than that, there's not... it's not, like, a platform to me.
Right.
I don't think it is.
To me, when I think of mobile games, I mean, can be honest, just something to do while you poop.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That's really all they are.
Or pee.
Oh, no.
You just stand and you're like, come on, birds, get angry.
I think they're already angry is the premise.
I know, but like you're... The point was my pantomiming of, it's actually probably inappropriate.
So these mobile games are everywhere. We've established that. But I don't think that they have that much staying power. And here's where I'm going to go from here. Nintendo announced the Switch.
Right.
Right. We know it. You know it. It looks pretty cool. And in case you don't know it, the Nintendo Switch is going to be a new console by Nintendo coming out March 2017. And it's going to be a hybrid between a handheld and a home console. Mm. You dock it, you play on your TV, you pull it up, you've got your Joy-Cons on there, and you can play it on the plane, and you can do Skyrim like this. Nintendo essentially, kind of, is killing off the 3DS. Mm. They haven't said that, but that's what people are wondering. I don't think mobile belongs in this realm. I don't think it is a viable option for people who want to play really in-depth stories and content. Your handhelds, as you see, we have them everywhere, your 3DS and Vita, hashtag Vita Island, are really where gaming happens as far as a platform on the go. You know, that's really what I'm trying to say is, whereas some of these mobile games are fun and they're great, they're, like you said, they're for pooping. They're for peeing. Do I need to go back to my Angry Birds while I'm peeing thing?
Nope.
No, because you get it.
I'm wondering, like, you know, like the Miitomo app, right? Is that a game? Would you consider that a game?
Mm.
Because I feel like that, like, coincides, like, with Nintendo. And, like, maybe Nintendo's going to include that into the Switch, you know? So there's, like,
right.
that kind of synergy between the phone app and the Switch.
That's true, because Nintendo is going to have their whole mobile initiative mm-hmm. with, you know, like you said, they've got Miitomo now. That Mario Run is coming out in December. And then they've announced Animal Crossing and Fire Emblem. Hmm. And so they're really putting in a lot of effort into mobile.
Yeah.
But I think that is just trying to reach a different group of people. Hmm. I don't think that's them validating mobile as a mainstay. So with that being said, Miitomo is an app. That was a really long way around it, but Miitomo is an app. They've got that little drop thing where you drop your friends. It's very rude. I don't know what people do when they drop my Mii, but when I'm dropping them, I'm like, oh yeah, hit him in the head. Oh, you got me candy? I'm dropping you again. Did you upgrade your apartment?
Yeah.
I did too. But I realized when I answered a question, nobody's played since like May. Mm-hmm. But I've got a cool Splatoon rug.
Mm-hmm. I put up a poster that's of me, the one of me and you going yay. I put that as a poster up on in my room.
I put up this poster. There's like a real life human hand, and my me is laying in the hand like this.
Those me photos are
that's
insane.
That's like, probably the best thing about me.
If that's anything that like I take away from that is those photos are just gold. They definitely have a much better handheld market, I would say. Like the handheld, the games and the systems they come out with are great. And you know, a new 3DS is actually on my list for Christmas.
Good.
I really want one.
Yeah, I mean, so I love the Vita. There are so many games, people don't realize, there are so many games out for the Vita that are worth your time. Mm-hmm. But I will admit that the 3DS, here's mine by the way, Legend of Zelda. The 3DS has a much more robust library. Mm-hmm. That's where Nintendo is shining, which also would be another reason why it's a mistake to kill this off with the Switch. Mm. People still, like you said, people are still buying the 3DS. You're about to get one.
I want to, yeah.
What happened to the 2DS? Who knows?
I had a regular DS when I was in middle school.
What did you use to play on it?
The ones I remember the most are the Zelda Phantom Hourglass.
Okay.
That one That's was fun. Good. I like that one. Mario Kart, obviously. That was super fun.
Rhythm Heaven?
No. I used to, and this is letting you in on a dark secret. I used to play, I got, the Guitar Hero thing, where you put the finger thing, in the cartridge, Game Boy cartridge.
Yes.
And you had, the pick that was the stylus.
Loser!
I know.
That game was so bad. Why would you tell these people? They're laughing at you right now.
Trying to be personable. People know I am not the...
You hate handhelds.
Whoa, that's going really far. No, I was going to say, out of the two of us, you're the knowledgeable one. I'm the
ignoramus.
Not. Yeah.
Yes.
Ignoramus, is yes. that what you said?
But how long have I been telling you to get a handheld?
Forever.
How long have you been telling me no?
Forever.
There lies the truth.
No, the
you
problem.
Hate handhelds.
The problem is not no. The problem is I don't have money, so not now.
But Black Friday is just happened. That's a real thing.
That's what I just told you. I gave my wife the list. I said, "Hey, yo, girl, new 3DS is on here. Black Friday special, $99. I hope
Should've
you got
that
it."
A while ago.
Listen, I just now have a job, so. Money is slowly growing. So maybe.
That's how passionate I am. Get your crap together.
Hey, what kind of us?
Get the 3DS and the Vita at the same time.
Hey.
Lay in bed with just your underwear. Hey. Cancel your day, all of your appointments.
Hey.
You're gonna play through one whole game on Vita, and then one whole game on 3DS, and then I will be pleasurably satisfied with your progress.
Okay.
And that is not racist. Let us know your thoughts on handhelds, on mobile. You know, do you think that mobile stands a chance? Do you think that they are cannibalizing each other?
Oh.
That's one thing that I was thinking.
That's a good question.
If Nintendo has stuff on mobile, are they killing each other?
Yeah.
You know? So give us your thoughts. As you know, we told you last week what's coming out today, Final Fantasy XV. You have our permission, after you watch this episode, go play it.
Play it
and then
right
we're going to talk about it. I can't wait to have a Japanese boy band killing monsters with hair that never messes up. Mm.
So, that's my dream.
Thank you everybody for watching. We appreciate it. Go like, comment, follow, subscribe, take pictures, stalk, all of those things that are involving us in Borderline Entertainment. I'm Asa.
I'm Andrew.
We're out. We gone.